Why have a disability action plan? In 2015, almost one in five Australians reported living with disability. Footnote, Australian Bureau of Statistics 2015 Survey of Disability, Ageing and Carers. End of footnote. In addition to this, the Australian population is ageing, with older Australians, those aged over 65, a growing proportion of the total population. In 2016, 15% of Australians were aged 65 and over, and this proportion is projected to grow steadily over the coming decades. By 2056, it is projected that 22% of the population will be older Australians, and by 2096, 25% will be aged 65 years and over. Footnote, Australian Bureau of Statistics 2013, Population Projections, Australia 2012, Base to 2101. ABS, Catalogue Number 322.0, Canberra, ABS. End of footnote. Further, Queensland has experienced 7.87% population growth since 2011, which is 2.1% higher than national growth. Queensland Treasury analysis shows that between 2006 and 2016, the number of people aged 65 and over has increased by 48.7% in Queensland, which is much higher than the increase in the number of people aged 15 to 64 years, 17.5%, and those aged 0 to 14 years, 13.2%. Footnote, 2016 Census data, key Queensland data from Census, end of footnote. Creating a more accessible passenger transport network for people with disability also provides benefits for the ageing population, who may experience problems with mobility, as well as a broader group of customers, including people who may have an injury, pregnant women, people travelling with children, and people who are in unfamiliar locations or carrying luggage, goods or equipment. The Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA, makes it unlawful to treat people unfairly because of a disability. The objects of the Disability Discrimination Act are to eliminate discrimination as far as possible against persons on the ground of disability, ensure as far as practicable that persons with disability have the same rights to equality before the law as the rest of the community, and promote recognition and acceptance within the community of the principle that persons with disability have the same fundamental rights as the rest of the community. The DDA encourages organisations to develop disability action plans to assist them to eliminate discrimination as far as possible. Developing and implementing an action plan is a voluntary, proactive approach to DDA compliance. The development of the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 is also an action contained in the Department's Disability Service Plan 2017 to 2020, DSP. The DSP has a focus on employment as well as service delivery principles and policies relating to people with disability, whereas the Disability Action Plan 2018 to 2022 focuses on improving the accessibility of the passenger transport network for people with disability.